This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next author, Myrna Chandler Goldstein, has written a book about superfoods. And Myrna, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. My husband's here, too.
Well, that's great. Well, it's good to have you both with us. So tell us a little bit about why you wrote the book and, you know, what is the trend towards superfoods in North America?
Well, it's a definite trend, certainly among the people that we know. But we've been writing books, I guess, for almost two decades now. And this is one of the most recent ones, but we started in the mid-90s. Mark came home one day and said we should write a book on getting into medical school. And I looked blank, and he said, now this is what we should start doing. And so this is, I think we've written about 11 or 12 books now. And this is the most recent one. And a lot of our recent works have been related to food, nutrition, those sorts of topics. And this just was honing in on vegan superfoods. And the focus of the book publishing company is vegan foods, as you probably know, and healthy approaches. And we just got it down. Originally, I had 50 foods, and we got it down eventually to the one which we have now and the ones that include it.
Well, tell us a little bit why you picked these superfoods as opposed to the other 40 that you decided you didn't want to talk about.
Well, that was more in conjunction with the editor of at book publishing company. She really helped me with those. I was having trouble deciding. I was just saying, you know, this is really wonderful. And there's more and more research on these now. So that you start, Mark is affiliated with Harvard, so we can use the Harvard database, and which is just wonderful. And it's more or less working with Cynthia and getting it down to the foods we selected, and which is how we really did it.
And I might add that these 10 foods had some research backing to prove that they were helpful to one's health. And so that was another reason why these 10 were selected.
Well, tell us a little bit about which is your favorite out of these 10.
We haven't discussed that. Mark, what's your favorite?
Well, my favorite is actually mushrooms. I've always liked mushrooms since I was a child, and they're very versatile. But it's interesting because the research has shown that mushrooms may be a helpful adjunct to cancer treatment and memory improvement, which is good when you get older, and weight loss, because the bulk that the mushrooms have helps curtail your appetite or make you feel fuller. And there's been some research that supports its use in type 2 diabetes and high cholesterol, some of these issues we have. So it's very palatable. It can be used in a variety of ways. There are lots of different mushrooms, and there's some research backing.
Now, you're talking in your book about mushrooms like shiitake and reishi, but what about the regular white mushrooms that people find in the grocery store? Do they have a benefit?
Yes, I was really surprised by that because we've been spending extra money to buy. In the past, we were spending extra money to buy the ones, the quote, fancier ones, more expensive ones. And then the research shows that the regular button mushrooms, which are very tasty, are actually very helpful too. So we're also mushroom people. I always cook with mushrooms. Even our dogs like mushrooms. So, and it's just something we've been using all the time. But I also I like just about everything we wrote about. We're both like to eat, and which is one of the reasons we need to eat superfoods so that we eat healthfully and you know, keep our weight normal and things like that.
I was going to say, you know, berries seem to have are getting a good run right now. What about blueberries or Saskatoon berries?
Well, On the way back, we stopped at the food store. One of the things I bought at the food store were organic blueberries. In terms of blueberries, they're absolutely wonderful, and you incorporate them as often as possible into the diet. But in terms of blueberries, it's best in terms of to buy organic. Regular blueberries often have pesticides, and pesticides really generally don't wash off that well. So one of the worst offenders is apple. Apples have very high amounts of pesticides that don't wash off. So certain products you really need to focus on the organic, if you can afford it, if you can find it.
But I wanted to mention also that blueberries have been shown to be helpful with cancer and cardiovascular health, memory, and urinary tract infection. But there are only a few caveats with the 10 superfoods we listed. And one is with berries, if you happen to be on a blood thinner called warfarin or Coumadin, then you need to speak with your physician and in case there's an interaction. Most of these, or all of these, are helpful for some type of health problem, but it's not a substitute, obviously, for traditional medical care. These are medications, foods that can be used as an adjunct rather than instead of a medication for an illness.
What has your research shown you about prevention and some of these foods? What are the best, superfoods to prevent illness?
Well, these are all very good, but other ones are also, like sweet potatoes are amazing, the colors, and we eat tons of red peppers. We just love, that's from a different book we found out. Mark ate peppers as a kid, but I only knew about green peppers, which I didn't like. And after we researched, it's a previous book we did on healthy foods, and researching peppers in that book, I thought, oh my goodness, such incredible amounts of vitamin C. And we should really be, we don't want to take vitamin C, but we want to include very high amounts of vitamin C in our diet. So now, almost every day, we have a salad that includes usually red peppers, because that's the highest amount of vitamin C in all the pepper groups.
Hmm. You talk in your book about, the top 10 being berries, broccoli, flaxseed, garlic, kale, mushrooms, onions, sea vegetables, soybeans, and turmeric. I'm wondering about sea vegetables with the Fukushima radioactive, ocean water, and I'm wondering if people are starting to question the effects of that on sea vegetables.
Well, that, again, if you can locate organic varieties, again, the situation where that's where you should go. I don't know if, are we allowed to say a source for some of these things?
Yes, you can.
Some of these foods?
Sure.
I don't know if this is okay, but let me just tell you, we get a lot of these types of products when we can through, for example, sea vegetables. There's a place called Vitacost.com, and you can get very, very helpful products like that through them at much reduced prices. So you're able to incorporate those sorts of items into your diet without paying the full price for that. So a number of the things that we also, not in the book, are beans. But beans are a tremendous source of all sorts of vitamins. And at this source, you can get beans at organic beans at much reduced prices.
And I think off the coast of Maine, I believe there are farms. Don't they grow these sea vegetables in some of these places?
Yeah, so those would be Atlantic, so I guess they wouldn't be affected by Fukushima.
Yeah, and they're available here, and obviously the transportation is much less costly.
Yeah.
when you can buy them off the coast of Maine. In fact, they carry them in some of the stores here, and they're very good.
I want to ask you about, you're talking about beans, and you talk about soybeans in your book as one of the superfoods. Has there been any, you know, there was some concerns about soybeans affecting estrogen levels, and I was just going to ask Mark what his research found about that.
Well, it's the estrogen. That's true. They have a substance similar to estrogens, and that's where there might be some help for problems with bone health. Mm. For example, people who might have a low bone mass, such as osteopenia or osteoporosis.
So source of K2.
Yeah, and memory may be helped by estrogen, too, because that could be an issue that's postmenopausal. Cardiovascular health would be the same. But it is true that it's possible that one could have some less desirable effects of too much estrogen. I suppose if one had a lot of soy in their in their diet. However, we're looking at someone who uses these on an occasional basis, not necessarily everything every day. I mean, that would be hard to do all 10 every day. So I don't think that too much estrogen from the plant source would be an issue for people.
But you do have to, on soybeans, you do, it's another one where you want to get buy organic, primarily because of genetically modified, a lot of the soybeans, I don't know about Canada, but in the United States, a lot of the soybeans are genetically modified, genetically engineered, and they're not necessarily, I mean, they don't label that now. No. So, again, if you have a choice, you have an option, you want to veer to organic varieties.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Goldstein and his wife, Myrna, and we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out more about what are the best superfoods that you can incorporate into your diet for a better life.